Hi, welcome to Counting the Beat. I'm Chris and this is my New Zealand music show. Each week I bring you a few New Zealand tracks, something old, something new, sometimes something a little crazy, or just a song that I feel like listening to. In this episode, I take a look at Grand Prix. They've recently released their fourth album, Speed of Sound. Now, some critics have made much of Grand Prix's fascination with cars and racing, but actually this album is probably the one that has the least focus on those subjects, unlike Racing Lines from 2002, or Way of the Racer, which was released in 2004. There's been an evolution across Grand Prix's four albums much more significant than that gradual shift from an automotive theme, and that's the change in their sound. Their debut, Racing Lines, was when the band's car fixation was strongest. Back then, the band was a three-piece country outfit with two guitars and featuring male and female vocals. All three members adopted the pseudonym Firestone, and songs had titles like Wheels on Fire, Donuts in the Sand, and this one, 200 Miles an Hour.
200 miles an hour. 200 miles an hour. It's so fast you can't see the road in front of you. And all I see is the view, the view from the road. Constantly tested, tempered and strengthened, pushed to the limit till it's broken. The speed will take its toll. The speed will take its toll. 200 miles an hour. 200 miles an hour. It's so fast you can't see the road in front of you. The view from the road. Now we're going 200 miles an hour. 200 miles an hour. It's so fast you can't see the road in front of you. And all I see is the view from the road.
By 2004, there'd been a dramatic lineup change, with only Andrew McKenzie remaining from the original group. He now fronted a four-piece that included his guitar, bass, drums and trumpet. The fascination with cars and racing continued, and the trumpet and twang gave the album a Tex-Mex feel familiar to fans of American band Calexico. Here's the opening track, Rookie.
Better come along. Friends
The rookie bought it on the corner, and now it's dead. That's what you get when you come unprepared. No one ran in circles with a trophy in your mind. No one ran in circles with a trophy in your mind.
You're listening to Counting the Beat. Like the rest of the world, I've jumped on the Twitter bandwagon. You can follow me at twitter.com/countingthebeat. In 2007, Grand Prix signed with Arch Hill Records and released their third album, Terraplane Twilight. The core four-piece band had gone through further lineup changes with a new bass player, Nathan Hickey, and the loss of the trumpeter replaced by keyboardist and guitarist Adam Ladley. A reverb-soaked surf guitar sound features throughout the album, supplemented with musical flourishes like organ, farfisa, glockenspiel and violin. You know, at the time of its release, I was a little disappointed with the move away from the sound of Way of the Racer. But listening to Terraplane Twilight again now, it stands up, the surf guitar giving it cohesion and the instrumental diversity adding interest. From that album, here's The Funeral.
And
glass and you are saved. And the cross makes a shadow across your grave.
This year, Grand Prix have released their fourth album, Speed of Sound, again on Arch Hill. The lineups remained the same, but the sound has moved even further from the band's country origins. The surf guitar's gone, replaced by a heavy, rockier sound that some reviewers have said makes for great driving music. Those car metaphors may end up being a millstone for Grand Prix, but I can't resist one more. Grand Prix's musical journey isn't so much a flat-out run down the straight, but more like a road trip along a winding highway. To close, take a listen to Made to Break Down. Everything is made to break down. You've been listening to Counting the Beat, produced by Chris Walker for Waiheke Radio. On this special feature on Grand Prix, I've featured tracks from their four albums, Racing Lions, Way of the Racer, Terraplane Twilight, and Speed of Sound. On countingthebeat.blogspot.com, you'll find links, infos, and videos. And now, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/countingthebeat.